Joined now by the voice of the Cyclones, John Walcher, Cyclone Insider, brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. Iowa State keeps advancing, looking at a Sweet 16 matchup tonight, a 2 versus a 3.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Iowa State is the number one adjusted defense on KenPom, so the number one defensive team in the country. And Illinois is the number one offensive team in the country, according to KenPom. So a real contrast in styles tonight, but Illinois is on a real roll. Terrence Shannon, a transfer from Texas Tech, playing very, very well, averaging about 30 a game over the last 6 or 7. So he's been great. Marcus DeMass, transfer from Southern Illinois, is a really good player. But Iowa State's playing great, too. We saw him look very impressive in wins throughout the Big 12 tournament and then against South Dakota State and Washington State last week. So two really good teams going at it, and I think one of the more entertaining games of the Sweet 16.
Yeah, being from Missouri, when we play Illinois each year, it's the bragging rights game, but I guess really tonight is, because a chance to advance even closer to that ultimate dream.
Yeah, it's a really big opportunity for Iowa State. You know, the only time they've reached the Elite Eight was the 99-2000 team, which in my opinion is still the title holder of best team in Iowa State history. I think this team is not far at all behind, and they have a chance to win their 30th game tonight if they can knock off Illinois. You know, it is a great opportunity. Yeah, you're going to probably get a tremendous opponent in the next round, even if you win this one. I mean, you've got UConn, the defending national champ, San Diego State, the defending national runner-up. So it is going to be a great night of basketball at TD Garden here in Boston, and can't wait to watch it all unfold.
Anything going on the football side of things? Everybody been so focused on the tournament, but
yeah, spring football is well underway, and a lot of excitement there. Some new coaches on the staff that I think are going to make a great impact, and a lot of players returning, 20 of the 22 starters returning, so all kinds of reasons for optimism for Iowa State football. So a lot of good things happening right now in Iowa State athletics.
All right, John, appreciate the time this morning. Pregame coverage tonight at 8 o'clock on Kix 101.1. Hopefully we'll talk to you next week, too.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.